I'm News Director Tom Fingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're taking a look back at 2021. 2021 has ended. It's a good time to take a look back at the old year. If you were to summarize the year in numbers, what would it look like for the number of calls, arrests, crimes, and other things?
Yeah, so we're still going over those end-of-the-year numbers, but right now I'll tell you that they're higher than last year, and there was a lot of good work done this year. I was very proud of the work that the staff have completed and accomplished. But I know our numbers are higher than last year. You know, just some of the numbers off the top of my head, I know the traffic stops are higher, the calls for service were higher. Our officers are out and about and proactively trying to make this a better community.
Were there any outstanding incidents in 2021?
You know, there were several things that happened. It was a good year. We started our community policing this year, and that's going around talking to neighborhood residents and seeing what, you know, problems are going on in each neighborhood. So I really like that. A couple of things off the top of my head, though. You know, mid-year we were talking, we like every other city, have a drug problem. And so I take a lot of pride that we're able to have a control or a handle on our drug problem here. But I did go to the council and rearranged a few staff members, and we created a detective team in the interim time until April. And so that team has really come through for us. You know, they've got our patrol, the communication with our patrol division, you know, is outstanding. They've had their numbers with the patrol, and we have a deputy on that team as well. So your local law enforcement, the police department, and the sheriff's office are working together. The numbers are outstanding on the arrests that have been made. Some of the word from the Davies DCAB is that we're not messing around here at Chillicothe. And so we've had a couple overdose deaths. We've had just recently a death investigation, and that team has taken it and solved those. And it's that should be reassuring for our community. It's reassuring for me that we have dedicated professionals that are solving the issues in our community. And so it makes our community a better place for our citizens and our visitors to know that your police department truly cares about what's going on in the community.
Have there been any major changes in the department? You did talk about the detectives, but anything else?
No, not at this time. We're just we're hiring new people. We're training new people the way we want things done. And so I have a leadership team that care about how our people are treated and the work that they provide to this community. And so that's my main focus moving forward is how we do business in the community. I have high expectations of our staff, and I think it's going great. One addition that I can recall is that we've added this year, we've added a dispatch supervisor, and that once we get full in the dispatch area, then I think that we're going to be able to focus on quality control in there and focus on the service that they provide in 911 as well.
Canine officer also was very active in this past year.
Yeah, so two programs that we've, aside from the detectives that have been beneficial, is the canine program. It's been outstanding. It not only helps us, but it helps the areas around us when they need as well, which impacts our community because we're the hub for everything. And so that canine program, Enoch and Sergeant Grider are doing amazing. It's great to have that. Another one we recently added was Officer Sandner came recently to the department, and he is a DRE, which is a drug recognition officer. And so that helps us with our DWIs, not just alcohol, but drug-related DWIs. And we instantly, you know, he's been here a month, and he's helped with three of them just on New Year's Eve. So we're trying to make us the end-all be-all, and then we can resource and help other departments and train.
You guys are also working much more closely now with the sheriff's office physically.
Yep, they've moved in. They live on the opposite side of the building, but the communication and the interaction has been amazing. I've talked to Sheriff Cox about it, that I just enjoy seeing our people work together. They communicate, they solve more cases that way. And you know, we try to eat lunch when we can together, and they come over, we go over there, and the communication is just so much better. And that should be reassuring to our community as well, that your local law enforcement are proactively working together.
What's your biggest issue for the police department right now?
So right now is probably staffing. You know, we're slowly, it seems like we add one or two and become full staffed, and then lose members for whatever reason. It's not an easy job right now in the world we live in to be a police officer. And so we have seen people leave the profession. But one of the biggest recruiting items I have for our department is that we have the community support, and people love that. That's not true everywhere. But I always tell everybody, hey, we have the community support. We have the it's a partnership with our community, and that is something to be had, because it's not had everywhere. In bigger cities, you know, you don't get along with the community, or the police department does business one way. But rest assured that our staff is here to serve the city of Chillicothe and its citizens.
Any goals for 2022?
Yes. We are aiming to get full staffed this year and stay full staffed for a while. We're working on the budget right now with the city auditor, Hannah Fletcher, and I'd like to focus on the investigative team and looking at that and seeing what we can do to make that better, and then really get those vehicles in place, because when a police officer has good working equipment, they can do just about anything. And we just want to make sure that we're going to focus on a little more training this year. And so training and equipment are huge for police officers and dispatchers. That's if we're not training, we're not becoming better.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.